With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Just keep on pushing.
That's it.
Tell us about you have a we were just learning more about you. Came from Newark, end up here, out at Israel Baptist Church, one of the great churches over in the Kirkwood community.
Yes.
And everybody know Reverend Smith, just again, great. He just retired recently.
Literally just retired. Yes. And they did a banquet for him about a month ago, his retirement celebration.
And you came here minister music or preaching, or you came do
well,
a little bit of both?
It was a combination of it. And, you know, I stayed there for a few minutes with him. And, I mean, but we still have, Israel and I and Pastor Smith, we still have a wonderful relationship with each other.
Build some relationship. When you're new to the city, even in 1994, was it what you got here?
Yes, sir.
We ain't going to let y'all because you're still pastoring in the city. Atlanta can be very cliquish. And, but you had to work around it. But you found your way to work with some of the great preachers here.
Man.
I look up and you were over at, Dodd Sterling working with
Dr. Melson.
Yes. I just love that brother to
man,
life,
I love
man.
Him. I love him.
Nobody, a hardest spirit like nobody you've ever seen.
Nobody like Robert Melson.
Yeah.
Nobody. No. Nobody. In fact, I just did the first Saturday in May, I did the American Kidney Association concert.
Certainly.
At the church he pastors in Covington at Richards, Richards Chapel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was up there with him probably about a month and a half ago for his Men's Day or for his camper.
Yes.
Talk about your musical gift. One of the things you're known, old school, new school, you just love gospel music.
Man, I love, first of all, I love the Lord.
Yeah.
I love him, and I get full a lot of times when I think about how he trusted me with so many gifts, from the preaching to the singing to being a musician. But the greatest key to doing everything is having that spirit of humility.
And I tell you, it's present. You know, you and I will bump into it periodically. We have some common friend. But I'm telling you, when I say I'm a fan, because I feel it.
Man,
whenever you play,
I don't want to interrupt
whenever
you.
I know, right?
Let me tell you, when you say that, you've proven that. I mean, when I first came here, I don't know if you remember when you would have Margaret Davey.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have her without having me.
Absolutely.
I'm like, okay, every time he called, and I have to say yes.
Right.
So I mean, the past 23, 24 years,
absolutely.
You've always been an intricate part of the life of J.D. Means ministry, and I don't take it for granted.
Yeah, and in fact, I'm trying to run down Margaret. I got to see if you've heard from her. I got to check
on her. Yes, I seen her at James Hightower's homegoing about two or three Saturdays ago. And she can still holler.
Man, let me tell you this, you know, I'm doing a little something for my brother. I'm trying to get, if I get all the right people, and Margaret Davey, oh my God, that woman is just, there's just only a few of them, not plenty. We have plenty of great gospel, but Margaret Davey, Anna Ruth Paul Hill, J.D. Me, you get the D folk together, you're going to be,
they're going to tear
your church and your facility up. I said, man, y'all go get all y'all want, but there are a few of them in this city, boy.
Yes. Mary Parler.
Yeah.
From Rosa Sharon.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Look, we got to talk about but I do want people to understand, because what I try to do with this show, I tell them, you know, for me, the sacred and secular is all one. If you love the Lord and you understand that we live in a tough world.
Yes.
And to inspire me, I just went through a bout of sickness and was in the hospital a few days. But every day I got up. I just put in my gospel music.
Yes.
Whether it was Aretha Franklin, her new project that just came out that they just re-released.
Mm-hmm.
When I was laying in the hospital, the nurses started coming and saying, I need to just come in here. We just need to have prayer. I done prayed with everybody in there. I went down the hall because I said, look here, I'm not a preacher, but I tell people that, look, I'm like the thief that was at the last hour now. I said, now, I don't know if it's who you say you are, but just in case, don't forget me.
Don't forget me.
Don't forget about me, and I'm going to try not to forget about you.
And I, because when you say things, it just kind of opens up, you know, corridors for thoughts. But when you say you're not a minister or preacher, God has really commissioned all of us, whether we wear a collar or don't wear a collar, whether we wear a cross in a chain or don't wear a cross in a chain, we are to compel others.
Absolutely.
And there are more preachers that's out there ministering to people than you have in the pulpit. Because I tell the people at the church I pastor, there are some people that may not even receive it from me.
Yep.
But mm-hmm. your lifestyle
yeah.
will convince somebody.
And can bring them.
And can bring them in. Yeah. Yes, yes.
What's been the most fun? You're going to be celebrating, you know, your 50th birthday. That's yes. going to be coming up.
Yes.
But you've been in ministry just about all your life. What has been the keeping and sustaining force to it?
Man, my mom, from the time that I was coming out of the hospital when I was born, has always kept that hand of God somewhere
yeah.
near my life. And she went home to be with the Lord in 2015. And I said at her service when I was preaching, I said, you know, a lot of times you see family members trying to find out, well, I want this, I want that. They want the materialistic things. I said, but what my mom wanted me to have, she willed it to me when I was born, and that was her God.
I'm convinced, I'm persuaded, because mm-hmm. I'll be 53 on June 9th.
All right.
There you go. And it's something about that 50 crowd.
Yes.
That my grandmother, who I knew, and my mama wasn't going to let me not be prayed for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about out loud, verbally.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They were not going to, as you call the handicap, they were not going to let us get away without not. Understanding.
Mm-mm.
That indeed they were praying for our every step, move, motion.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the young people got that today.
And that's
I
really
felt
what's
that.
Wrong.
I mean, you know, even you know how you go in your grandma's house, you feel like, oh, Jesus,
yeah.
you better.
I mean, you walk in the house and it's like a spooky feeling, but right. a good spooky feeling.
A good spooky feeling, right, that you knew that this lady here. As a 13, 14-year-old, you didn't know all about God, but you kind of felt like your grandmama had direct connection with him. And whatever
yes.
she wanted for her life or for her babies,
yes.
That
yes.
she could bring it into yes. existence.
Yes, yes, yeah. yes. And that's, you know, that's been my sustaining
yeah.
act, just knowing that I can't do nothing without God. Nothing.
All right. 404-892-2703. 404-892-2703. You mentioned something since I got you. How much time you got, first of all? You
Man,
got some time?
I'm here with
all
you.
Right, look, you mentioned something that I've been, it's been a struggle for to help some friends, because I believe if you have friends, you need to be able to try to help them.
Yes.
You talk about your mother passing.
Yes.
And that's nothing, as I'm told, like that. I'm fortunate
yes.
my mother's in decent health. She's happy. She's talk about having to get up and say those last words, because I'm having to counsel a friend, and it's been difficult for him. We got to take a quick break.
Right.
We'll come back and talk about a little bit about, because we're going to help somebody psychologically and otherwise.
Yes.
A lot
yes.
of people get just locked there.
Yeah, yeah. It's a different place.
And as a pastor, we want you to minister to them. Look, we're going to help somebody today, whether you didn't even know you were going to be blessed like this today. You just tuned in from across the country. 404-892-2703. If you got a question for Bishop Means, and we're going to ask him about the Hammond B3, and does it ever get old?
No. I'm endorsed by Hammond.
There you go. I know why. But man, that man tear organ up, man. Get them at that organ up. I'm telling you now, if you have not seen Bishop J.D. Means, if you're new to the city, that's the only way. We're going to tell you where he's going to be at on Monday, June 24th, and where you can come check it out next Monday, June 7th. Two opportunities to come see this great man of God. 404-892-2703. We'll be back. It's News and Talk, 1380 WALK. You know what you're doing. I don't even know how to say it quite. You, it's like Michael Jordan. You don't, you're not guessing at it. You know that your musical talent, your ability to preach, you can do that.
It amazes me. I'm gonna tell you what happened. One, it was back in the 90s, well, the early 90s. I was preaching at a church called Christian Faith Baptist Church in Newark. And the power of God, it really had just went all over the place. And that Monday, I was laying in the bed because I was still kind of frightened from it. I said, Lord, what is it about me that, you know, I'm so anointed? So he said, out of all of my siblings, because I'm the baby of eight children, he said, out of all of my siblings, he took all the gifts that they wouldn't use and put it in me.
Mm.
So that's what makes my gift even stronger.
I have to ask you this, because I asked online, and a lot of preachers listen to the show. I have a lot of preachers friends, they listen, because they think I'm going to talk about them, but whatever. And I didn't even realize it yesterday until whenever I speak, I do a lot of speaking mm-hmm. at churches for mm-hmm. Men's Day and anything, because I'm very up, understand that, you know, I would be nothing without the God that I serve. I would mm-hmm. be nothing. I clearly understand. He brought me through enough.
Yes.
And have denied me enough for me to know that this is him working.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I'm very clear about that. There was a time when I wasn't so, but I'm very clear. Whenever I speak, it is just the most, and I beyond that, I speak a lot of different, it's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, you can't pull yourself out. I even spoke just on a whim. A friend called me and said, Ken, we having a graduation program. So shout out to Reverend Tony Mosley.
Oh, yes.
And Woods Memorial.
I love him.
Because of relationship, Dr. Gary White and Dr. Celeste White said, would you come speak to our graduating students? It was like Saturday night. I said, of course, for y'all, I'll come down there
mm-hmm.
and spoke. And then I went home and tried to stay up, slept all day. And that was, it exhausts you. It does for me. What happens? What is happening?
It's because of the power of God that's in you. And now the virtue that's in you is really being pulled on by the people. That's why in most ministries, not only should you have people receiving it, but you should also have people that's pouring back into that pastor, that preacher, that speaker, especially if he's under the unction of the Holy Spirit.
And that's real.
And that's real.
I've seen some of the greats transfixed in the pulpit. One of them that I've seen that I used to be nervous for is the late over at on Meldon Avenue, Otis Blackshear.
Yes. Oh, Mount Pleasant. Yes.
Mount Pleasant.
Lord, that
Reverend Blackshear.
Like those names and, like that, they touch my heart.
Man.
Yes.
Blackshear could preach down
yes.
a storm,
yes.
and I would see him mm-hmm. literally make the transition to go someplace else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as it was on his death, literally died in the pulpit almost. He
yeah.
sit back, read back, and yeah. after that,
yeah.
they had to take him out. And
yes.
He kind of made his transition almost.
Yes.
Instantly.
Yes.
But yeah. 448-922-2703. Look, you got a couple of things coming up. It is your 50th birthday. First of all, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Gemini.
So much. Yes, sir.
I see. And once again, I should have known Reverend Timothy McDonald, Gemini.
Oh,
I think y'all birthday may be on the same day. I think he's the 17th too.
Okay, now mine is actually the 19th.
Okay, you're 19th.
But
okay.
they're doing it. I had to split my birthday up because
you have to.
My wife, her birthday is actually the 18th.
Okay.
And mine is the 19th.
Well, double Gemini.
So she turns 50 the day before
there
me.
There you go. Well, congratulations to
yes,
both of y'all.
Yes.
Tell us about these celebrations and how people can come out and hear about your life, your ministry, your music, and hear about the man.
Yes, yes. Well, on Monday night, June 17th, at 7 p.m. at the Covenant Cathedral at 1700 Corey Boulevard in Decatur, where Bishop Quincy Lavelle Carswell is senior pastor. You don't want to miss it. If you can be anywhere near 1700 Corey Boulevard,
mm-hmm.
you really want to come to my 50th birthday celebration. Now, it's amazing. People will pack out your funeral,
yeah.
but they won't pack out your celebration
yeah.
of life. you know, while you are able to witness the people. I want to shake hands with the people and hug necks and all of that stuff. So, and it's free. And it's they're going to be various gospel artists that's going to show up. In fact, I got a call from another artist today from out of state that said, man, I got to come and celebrate your birthday with you. So it's absolutely free.
All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll let the bishop tell us who's going to be some of the people at Covenant Church. Again, 17 Corey Boulevard. We'll put the flyer up. We'll put the flyer up on my Facebook page and on WALK.com. If you like gospel music, now I love gospel music. I like Migos and I love Cardi B too. Now I ain't got no problem with all that, but I love the Lord as well. And I love gospel music. I grew up on it. And if you grew up on it, call us up 404-892-2703. Monday, June 17th, 7 o'clock p.m. I know where I'm going to be as soon as I get off the air. I'm headed to the Covenant Church where Quincy Lavelle Coswell is the bishop and another great preacher of the gospel with a story that they don't mind sharing about what the Lord delivered him from and brought him through. 404-892-2703. So that's the first thing we want to you to put down. Look, if you're in Atlanta, you're visiting, you're here for the summer, you need somewhere to go and just, you know, this ain't one of you can come just like you are. Come and share with Bishop Means on next Monday, 7 o'clock. We'll tell you, get your pen and paper. We'll tell you all about that. And then that's going to be a big ticketed award gala that's going to happen as well, a banquet, where you'll be able to get a great dinner and meal and all that, speaker and all of that. And that's to celebrate Bishop J.D. Means Sr.'s 50th birthday. And we'll tell you about that as well. 404-892-2703. Is the phone number that gets you inside the conversation. We'll be back. It's News and Talk 1380 WALK.
Too much truth.
You can't handle the truth.
And your host, Derek Bozeman, on News and Talk 1380.
Is all of these young brothers who are coming home for college during the summer months, we try to keep them under some level of mentorship. And we ask them every week, we want to bring brothers in here to talk to you. And so they said, look, we'd like to hear from some successful business people and entertainment folks and people in law and finance and real estate. So tonight we have a plethora of people coming out. I'm going to just stop by and just be of encouragement. And that's what we have to do. When these young brothers ask, they're at Howard and all across the country and Morehouse and various colleges, and they're saying, look, we need y'all. We don't need y'all just in here condemning everything we do. We need y'all to provide some level of guidance and leadership and help us find our way. And so tonight we help them find their way. It's the Black Man's Lab is what we're calling it. And it happens today at 6:30 in about 30 minutes. If you're in the area and you want to stop and bring your young men, bring your young women as well, because the young girls need to be encouraged too. We'll be over at the Andy and Walter Young Y. We asked you a minute ago, Bishop, as I'm finding part of just what we have to do is the ministry of presence.
Yes.
And there are times I learned this the hard way. You don't know what to say to people.
Right.
I don't know what to tell you when you lose your mother, because that's a relationship that began from a sperm and an ovum.
Right.
And it didn't. It continued until the cessation of life.
Yes.
And so when people say, it gets better, and they come up to you and tell you, well, you'll have all the precious memories, and, that ain't necessarily the way. I had to learn the hard way. One of my friends told me, he said, really, all I needed you to just say is that you'll be here for me.
That's it.
And it was tough, man, because you know how we try to give them a Bible verse and scripture.
Yeah.
But when is your mama? None of that really.
Man, okay. Let me tell
you. Talk about that day, because I'm trying to help some people through this.
And almost 4 years later, I'm still just grasping the thought of not having my mom. As I said earlier, my wife, she celebrates her 50th birthday before me. So I was sitting at the table one day, about a month ago, maybe a month and a half ago, and I got teary-eyed. And I said, wow, my mom didn't even live to see me turn 50. So my wife, she's looking like, man, what do I say?
What do you say?
Because her mom was helping her prepare for her 50th.
Certainly.
So she's looking at me like, wow. But she and I are almost like a twin.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people don't know I'm really a comedian. So
me
she
too.
Looks at me and she says, man, what you crying for? You was 100 when your mama had you. I said, okay. She says, so by right, you'll be 150 this year. So I laughed about it, but then just the thought of it, of when my mom passed from 2015 until I actually wrote one of the songs on that If He Bring You To It project called Good. The Lord woke me up one morning with that song about 2 years later, and I knew that I was coming out of the grieving stage because from 2015, October, I didn't want to do nothing. All I would do is go to my church and preach and then come back home and just get in the shell. But grief is real. A lot of times people say, you need to go sit on somebody's couch. You can still do that. But until God actually gets you to that place where you can really move on, cry as long as you have to, get it out, you know. Tears is the valve that control the soul. So just get all the tears out. You know, think about the precious memories. That's one thing.
Certainly.
But then, you know, when certain days come around, it's Mother's Day or the birthday, you know, it hits just like it just happened a few minutes ago, just like you just got the news. So I encourage anybody that's dealing with any type of grief. I've been on both sides of the fence with it. So, but it's something about that mother's love. It seems like when I preached her eulogy, got to the cemetery to say earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, it was almost like a part of me went in the grave with her.
The preaching vocation is experiencing very high levels of suicide.
Yes.
A lot of preachers.
Yes.
Imputing, perhaps, I don't know, all that they have to deal with in this 2019 world was very different 20 years ago.
Yes, yes.
You got to deal with phenomenons and everything a little bit different. How do you keep your sanity? Who do the preacher talk to?
And the crazy thing is, the question that you just asked is a premier question. But the crazy thing is, in most cases, we don't have nobody to talk to.
Right.
Because generally, they either look at you side-eyed or they take your information and go gossip somebody, and beat you down about it.
Right.
So it's almost to a point, who can you talk to?
Yeah.
You know, Paul says in Romans 15, and I won't turn it into a church.
Do what you do.
Paul says the strong ought bear the infirmities of the weak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you're still moving and shaking and things are going well in your life, give me some of your strength until I can actually get to that particular place.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine say to me, and he was one of my real close friends when my mom passed, oh, man, stop doing all that weeping.
Yeah.
Your mom, she in a better place. And I'm like, yo, man, you get ready to go see your mama.
Yeah.
She at the house.
Yeah, and I tell them, look, you ought to keep enough street in you to say, hold on, Negro, let me take
and the whole church said amen.
I still got enough street left in me now. Look, the God thing done took up pretty good, but I keep a reserve of a little bit of N-word in me because I might have to use it on you now. So, I mean, don't just play me any kind of way.
I'm like, yo, man, don't
please,
don't
that's
do
not
that,
the,
right
that's
there.
Not, yeah, you that know. Ain't what you needed at the hour. Yeah. Let's go to, we got one great. Milkshake, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, partner. How you doing?
Man, best day of my life, Rad. You on with Bishop J.D. Means.
One of the original
Bishop.
What's up,
I want to say happy early birthday to you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You go come and blow that trumpet for me.
Man, I got an engagement, but if I can work everything out, I'll come out here and do a couple numbers for you.
Cool.
All right. We're going to remind you, Monday the 17th is over at Covenant Church, and then coming up on Monday the 24th, we haven't even talked about the banquet. You got a few more minutes to hang out with me?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
When we come back, we'll tell you all about Milkshake. How you doing, man? This is one of the great trumpeters of our time.
Yes, he is.
What are you playing at, Milkshake? I got to get you coming. You always do stuff for me all the time. I got to get you back out there doing my birthday. I'll let you know what it is. We want you to go
I'll
to
be
Bishop
doing
now.
Sweet
we
Auburn
want you to...
seafood. Matter of fact, this Sunday I'll be at Sweet Georgia Juke Joint. So I'm thumbing everywhere.
There you go. You have Sweet Auburn. Now, these are two of the places I do hang out at. Sweet Auburn. Seafood, when are you there?
I'll be there next, I think next Saturday.
Okay, next, and, okay.
And then next, this Sunday, I'll be at Sweet Auburn, Sweet Georgia Juke Joint.
Yeah.
And you can always follow me on my Facebook page at Shake Mayfield.
There you go. Give them one more time for how to find you on Facebook.
Shake Mayfield. That's milk without the shake. Shake without
shake
the
Mayfield.
Milk.
Shake Mayfield.
Shake Mayfield. Look, it's always on Facebook. Got a big cruise coming up next year. Derek, y'all to come and go with.
Look, man, let's talk offline. Hit me back line and let's talk because we need, you know, whatever you're doing, brother. You're another one, okay, just like Bishop Means. You have come
when
we didn't even call you. You've offered your service and your talents. And like I tell people, you know, my talent is talking. So I do a lot of speaking. That's how I feed my family.
The preacher
has to preach. Now, if he was a mechanic, we'll say, go get your car fixed. The trumpeter has to blow a trumpet. So I don't expect you to show up and just blow the trumpet and leave. And all I say, man, that sounds good.
Right.
No, we need to make sure we take care of it. Thank you, Milkshake. Appreciate
you.
All right. 448-922-2703. Our special guest, Bishop J.D. Means. We're just hanging out a little bit. Since I got him now, I got him. And when we come back, we're going to tell you about his event on Monday. Get your pen because he also has a banquet. Tickets are very reasonable. And, you know, come out and celebrate. You know, they say a prophet is without honor in their own land. Every now and then, we all just say thank you for keeping the faith. Thank you for encouraging. Thank you for burying Big Mama. Thank you for even burying our drug dealing uncle. We know he was in bad situation, but at least on the way out of here, you at least, you know, send him out of here, you know, in a nice way. Either thank you just for encouraging us every Sunday and not cussing us out, because some of y'all need cussed out, really. That are prayed for. You need to cuss now. 448-922-2703. That's why I could never be a preacher. You know, I had to cuss you out. Come me sideways. I ain't finished. They bless the Lord. I hope the Lord bless you. No, I'm going to step in for him and give you a few words. 448-922-2703. He may need a little help that day. 448-922-2703. We can be friends after, but you're going to get this cussing out first. We'll be friends afterwards. We'll be back. It's News and Talk 1380 at WAO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.